Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Chof Aleph, and we're holding the sixth line from the top of the Yomid with the Gemara begins, Ki Asr Ravin, Om Rabbi Yermia, Om Rabbi Vo, Om Rabbi Yoichanan. Achalti v'lo yachalti is a sheken, Lazarose miloy si shavu v'shmila shoke. Oicha v'lo yoichal, Oiver v'lo yachal devarai. What is the Gemara addressing now? You'll recall we had yesterday in the Gemara, we had Ravin Om Rabbi Yoichanan. And Rav and Rabbi Yochanan told us that there are three Isurim depending on what form of Shvua or Neda the person made. If you go back for a moment to Chaf Amid Beis, almost halfway down the Amid, the Gemara begins, Ki Osir Abdimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Oichal v'loy oichal. Meaning a person made a Shvua. Oichal, I will eat. And eventually he did not eat. Or he made a shvua v'loy oichal, I will not eat. And eventually he did eat. So that's a sheker. He promised, I'm not going to eat. And he ate. I promised to eat, and he didn't eat. It's a sheker. A lie. Zok the Torah, v'yisishavu v'shmi la'shoker. You're even that love. And if the Edom give hasra, they should give hasra based on this pasuk that you're saying is a sheker. Be careful, mister. You're making now a shvua oichal. Be careful, hold on, and keep, and fulfill your neder, not your neder, your shvua. Otherwise, it'll be a shvua sheker. So that's the first case. That's oichav loyoichav, future. What happens if he said, a person made a shvua, achalti v'loyachalti? The Edom realize, when he's about to make that shvua, that he's about to say, devorim betelim umavutolim. Nonsense. Because when he says achalti, he did not eat that morning. And that when he's making that shvua, yes, I ate, it's not true. But it's not that it's not true. It's worse than that. It's nonsense. It's stupidity. History shows, I have a video of what that person did over the last 5 hours. He didn't eat. Don't tell me you're chalti. Or forget, if he's about to go and make a shvua, lo yachalti, and we know that he had a kisuda shloima bishato, he ate that morning, huh? Givaldik, and he's about to make a shvua, lo yachalti. We tell him, mister, don't make such a shvua. It's not a sheker, it's shav, it's stupidity, it's nonsense. Okay, so sheker is for the future, shav is for the past. And finally, kainamois, which is a form of neder. Okay, so we had the sheker, the shav, and the had liyachel. Now, when we have Ravin Omer Abiyam Abiyachanan, he says, something similar, but different. Now, notice we have all of these names. Ravin, Amr B'yemi, Amr Baval, Amr B'yechanan, which will become important shortly. But in the meantime, Achalti v'lo yachalti. What did Rav Dimi say about Achalti v'lo yachalti? That's shav. This is good. No, no. This is sheker. That's Rosa Mi'acha from the possibly shav of the Shmi la'shaker. What about oicha v'lo yachal? What did we say yesterday? That's sheker for the future. Zogt Ravin Amar Biyim Abravo Amar Biyochanan. No. If you say I'm going to eat, make sure you keep your word. Don't be machalal your words by doing something differently. So we left that shvua shav. What is shvua shav? Easy shvua shav. Nishba l'shanos es hayidul adam. He makes a shvua to say something which everybody knows is totally ridiculous because it's crystal clear in everybody's eyes and minds that what he's saying is stupidity. The case that Rashi gives is the Shanis Isayidua, Ala Ish Shehu Isha. A person is walking down the street. Everybody sees that it is a man, and he makes a shvua that it's an Isha. Yeah, today, things might be different. But at least in the good old days when people acted normally and rationally, then you could tell who's a man, who's a lady, etc. Rashi on the Amud Beis gives another example, and that is Al Omud Shal Evan Shahu Shal Zav. Everybody sees that you have a stone block, and this person makes a shvua that it's made out of gold. Rashi, two lines on the top of the Omud. He says that it's made out of gold. It doesn't look like it's gold, it doesn't shine like it's gold. Everybody sees it's just a rock, it's Nishka gold. And he makes a shvua that it's gold. That's shvua shav, because it's just total nonsense. Okay. Zog Dimura Vaita. Omar Apapa. Hodr Bavo. So by all of these, as we already said yesterday, the nafkimina l'choyra would be simple, and that is if a person gives hasra to this individual, make sure not to go and make a false shvua. If it's going to be a sheker shvua, he has to go and say, you're making a shvua of a sheker. If it's a shav shvur, he has to go and say, make sure you're not gonna, you won't be over this isser of a shvur shav. And if he switches it, then he's going to be giving an inaccurate form of hasra, which may have no legal validity. So Amar Papa, Hadr Bavo, La Befeir Shitmar. So now if you look back at the list of names, Ravin you could look upon as being just a reporter, so to speak. He's Nachasashom, not to minimize his stature, but he's bringing a report from Eretz Yisrael. He's coming to Chutz Laaretz, and he's telling them, you know what we learned in Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Bavo, said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the following. So now Rabbapa addresses Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, remember you reported something in the name of Rabbi Bavo, Rabbi Yochanan. You should know Rabbi Bavo didn't say it on Rabbi Yochanan, or Rabbi Bavo was not quoting Rabbi Yochanan, but rather Rabbi Bavo understood that that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant based on the discussion that we're going to have in the Gemara. And therefore, Rabbi Papa is saying to Rabbi Yirmiyah, not that what you're saying is wrong, but you should just know when you're quoting Rabbi Bavo om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bavo lav befeirish itmar. It's not that he heard it befeirish from Rabbi Yochanan, ela mechlali itmar. But based on a dialogue and a discussion which we're going to go through now, based on that, that's how Rabbi Bavo derived that that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Amr of Idi Barab. Now, when are we going to get to that Rabbi Bavo, that La Befeder Shitmel Mekloli Etmar? We're going to have to go back 25 lines until roughly 12 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, where the Gemara is going to say, the Amr Rabbi Bavo, Te Bachalti V'Liachalti. So we have to you have to say all of this in one long, long breath to understand what does Ramapa Rapapa mean that it's La Befeirish and the Mikla. So says the Gemara, the Omer of Idi Barab and Omer of Amram, Omer of Yitzchak, Omer Reb Yoichanan. Oh, the same Reb Yoichanan. What did Reb Yoichanan say? He said, Reb Yehuda, Oyma Mishim Reb Yoisi Aglili. Reb Yehuda said in the name of Reb Yoisi Aglili, Kal Osa Sashim B'Toyra, Lav Sheish B'y Ma'is Aloik and Olav. This Gemara that we're saying now is a quote from the Gemara in Masechtas Malkus that we learned about 3-4 weeks ago when we started learning Malkus. If it's a lav sheyesh by ma'isa loyken olav, that's simple. Everybody knows lav sheyesh by ma'isa malchus. She'ain by ma'isa ain loyken olav. No malchus chutz, except for three major exceptions: meinishba, umeimer, umekal es chaveru b'shem. That on those three, if chas v'sholom a person does any one of those three, even though it's considered to be a lav she'ain by ma'isa, she'ain by ma'isa, because a person is not doing anything with his hands, with his legs, with his feet. All he's doing is with his mouth. Yes, there are other Gemaras that say Akimas Vasai Rabba Maisa, but normally that's considered to be a Das Yochid. Really, normally throughout Shas, we consider it to be just speech, a Ein by Maisa. And if a person is doing a prohibited act, it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa. And normal Lav She'ein by Maisa ain't like another. What's the reason? Why did Gemara learn from a passage where it says Lasois, that to go and get Malkus you have to do an Asiyah? But there are three exceptions. Nishba u'meimer u'mekalu. Nishba is what we're going to talk about momentarily. Meimer means to do a Tamura, where you say you have a Chulin animal and you have a Kodshim animal, and you want to go and transfer the Kedusha from the Kodshim animal to the Chulin animal. The Torah says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oisei ta'toy bera rab betoyv. You're not allowed to do such a Tamura. And when you're talking about Mekal's Chavir B'Shem, a person Chas V'Sholem is Mekal somebody else. If a person had Asra on those three, the Nishba, Meimer, Mekalel, then the person could go and get Malkus. As Rashi points out, we're not going to bring the Mekoyrois for Meimer, Mekalel. For that, we're going to wait for Masechtas Tamura. We're only going to focus on the Nishba, which of course is Nagia to our Sugya. Nishba Minolan, how do you know Nishba? That there is Pech that you get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan. But not Rabbi Yochanan on his own. Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechoy, who we celebrated a week ago, Lag Ba'omer, Omakra. Lo yisisa Hashem Hashem lekecha lashov. Ki lo yinake. Now the Gemara leaves out the next word. Ki lo yinake Hashem. Eis asher yisa eshemoy lashov. The pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros is very, very strong, very harsh. Lo yisisa Hashem lekecha Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have patience. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tolerate someone that says Hashem's name in vain, in particular if it's part of a shvur. He's swearing in the name of God Almighty, and he's saying, Lashav, Rashav, we had different interpretations of what Rashav means, and we're going to talk about that momentarily. Hashem Yisbarach Yilinak Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not Menach, I don't forgive people that do things like that. Now the Gemara says, since it says Yilinak Hashem, that means Bezen Shomala Ein Menach Anoise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not go and free him from this terrible chait that he performed. So we're making a diak. Hashem is not going to do anything on his own. Whoever empowered the Bezen Shomata down below, give him Malkis and Menachem Oisai, and then he'll become Noki from this terrible chait. Okay, so before we continue on, so therefore this was the Mekoyer of the Nishba. We said there's three exceptions. Normally, Lav Sheim B'mais Ein Loiken Olav, Nishba Meimer Makal, yes, Loiken Olav. Nishba says, Yimar, where do I know it from? Thing that says, Tibris, where it says, Hashem is not Menake, but the Bezen Shulmata is Malken Oisei. Only Rapapli Abai. So Rapapli now develops a little bit more this drusha with Abai. He says, Dil Mahachikom Rahman. Since the Pasuk is so strong, so firm, maybe it means Loyinaka Klal. Maybe we're not Menaka upstairs in Bezen Shulmala, and maybe we're not Menaka Bezen Shulmata, and there is no Malkis. So it says back Abai to Rapapli. He said, Kilianake, if we just say Kilianake, which is the way the Gemara quoted it before, Kid Amrish, you're right. Kilianake, there is no Nikios, there's no punishment upstairs and downstairs. This person is quote unquote a goner. There's no tikkun. Doesn't mean you cannot do tshuva. You can do tshuva and everything. But nevertheless, for purposes of our Gemara, if we say Kilianake, Kid Amrish, then in fact there is no Kares, there's no Bisim de Shemoim, there's no Malkis, zero. So this is the drasha that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shem Bar Yochai of this. How do I know the makar that nishba, even though it's lashim b'maisa, loikin alav? And then we had a brief dialogue between a pup and a bai. But now says the Gemara Ashkechan. Since we're talking about nishba of course is a very broad parsha. It's our whole Masechta, except for maybe the first 18 blot, which were about Yedius Atum and other things. But Shavuos is a broad Masechta. So now the question is, Achon Shavuos Shav. That's very clear. Lashav, if you made a Shavuos Shav, such as the Gemara said before, what's a Shavuos Shav? Al Ish Shu'isha, Evan Shehu Zohav, things which everybody sees and hears as soon as he opens his mouth. That's a chafool, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Meshigna. That's a Shavuos Shav. After all, this pasuk that you just quoted only talks about Shabbat, doesn't say anything about Sheker. So how do you know on Sheker as well that the Bezin Shalmata Malkin Oisai Umenakin Oisai? Zokti Mor Rav Yochanan Didei Amar. Now Rav Yochanan is not quoting any more of Shem Bar Yochai. But now he's adding on his own, and he says, note that pasuk that we quoted, Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pa'amim. It says the word Lashav twice. Where does it say it twice? Well, you all know from your memories and your knowledge of the Aseret Tibris, but even those that may have forgotten, if you look at the Torah Or HaShalem, Lo Yisisa Eshayim Hashem Alekech Al HaShav. That's the first time, HaShav. Ki Lo Yenake Hashem Eis Asher Yisa Eshemoy LaShav. Second time. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat it twice? It could say, Lo Yisisa Hashem Alekech Al HaShav. Ki Lo Yenake Hashem. Hashem Menakeh Menakeh. Anybody that does that type of activity. Obviously, Kli Yinake Hashem is not referring to someone who's eating chazir, or he's not fasting on Yom Kippur. Why do we have to repeat Lashav L'Choyra? The fact that it's repeated, Chas Hashem is like Lashav. Would it have to be repeated twice? Zot the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Yin L'Shvu Hashav, which we've already covered, Tanayu Yin L'Shvu Hashaker. This second Lashav interpreted as if it said the word Sheker. Okay. Frank the Moriet, the heavy book. So this is the end of what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Now, the heavy book, Rabbi Bo now on his own is kind of scratching his head and he's saying, Hai Shvua Sheker Hechidami. Can you explain to me what's the definition of Shvua Sheker? Give me a real live example. In Lema Shvua Shaloi Oichal. He makes a shvur in the future, I'm not going to eat today, I'm not going to eat. And guess what happened to Yochal? And he ate during that day. So then the reason why this person gets Malkus is not because the second Lashav is including this type of Shvuah Sheker. You know why he gets Malkus? Because Lav Sheyesh B'Maisel, he made a Shvuah, I'm not going to eat, and he violated by doing an action. What was that action? He ate. A person that's Uyvra Lav with a Maisa, Nechavad, he gets Malkus. So that, for that I don't need to reinterpret Lashav to mean Lasheker, and Lasheker means Shalei Oichal V'Ochal, Dovapash. The Ella, L'choyer, let's do the reverse. The Omer Shvuah, Sha'oichal, that I will eat, or Sha'oichel, I will eat, V'Loyochal, and he did not eat. Ooh, so in such a case, that's a Lav She'ein V'Maisa, because his violation, his infringement on his Shvuah, was not by commission, but by omission. He said, I'm going to eat, and he didn't eat. Frank Timora, if you're telling me that that's the case of Lashov, Lasheker, that there you get Malkus, Haimi Loiker, do you in fact get Malkus in such a case? But Itmar, didn't we learn back in Masechtas Malkus? Shvuah she'oichal kikar zu hayoyim, a person makes a shvuah, I'm going to eat this kikar today. And for further end, what happens, over yom, the whole day passed, and he did not eat that kikar. It's now nightfall. You look at the kikar, it's still totally intact. He didn't even take a mashu. Gunished. Okay. What's the din? Does this person get malchus or not? Rabbi Yechon and Shlokit Amr Tobiah both say in unison, Ein aloike, no malchus. However, although they both say Ein aloike, it's for two different reasons. Rabbi Yechon Amr Ein aloike Mishim Dabalav Shein B'maisa. Why is Lav Shein B'maisa? Because he swore that he was going to eat. How did he violate his shvuah? By not eating. So he didn't do a maisa. He just sat on his hands. He didn't eat. He didn't make a moitzi. He didn't wash. Lav Shein B'maisa.
Well, why is making a shvuah not considered a maisa?
Okay. As we said earlier, the Chazal, when they refer to a maisa, they mean a maisa that you do with your hands or with your feet or with your body. Just mumbling something with your lips is not considered by most of the Tanaim Amiram. There are those that say, Akimas Sfasayim Nami Hava Maisa. Just moving your lips is also Maisa. But Derech Klal, we consider that not to be a Maisa, because it's just words. What's the famous statement? Something in stones, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me.
If you say I'm going to be a Nazir.
Yes. You become a nazir, but not because it's a maisa. You become a nazir because the Torah says, "Ish kiafli lindo ned and nazir hazal Hashem." If you go and utter the words "Hareini nazir," you become a nazir, but not because it's a maisa. Because the Torah says that type of dibur is sufficient to take upon yourself to be a nazir. You don't have to go and jump up in the air. You don't have to clap your hands. You just say "Hareini nazir," and you become a nazir. Not because it's a maisa, because the Torah says that's sufficient for accepting upon yourself nazirus. But otherwise, normally, just using your lips to say something is considered to be ein maisa. So now says the Gemara, and that's the reason why the Gemara said before, a typical lav she'ein b'maisa, ein v'chein alav, chutz, except for certain three special exceptions, one of them is nishba. Yeah, good.
But your words, as an aid, your words could cause someone to be executed or to get malchus.
What you're saying is absolutely correct. Words are very, very potent. If someone says, if the president says, I'm about to bomb China, and he bombs China, oh boy, that's potent stuff. There's no question about it. However, for purposes of getting Malkus, the definition of Malkus is Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. What's the definition of it? Maisa, you do something with your hands, you do something with your legs, with your body, with your nose, with your toes. But if you do it with your lips, that is not considered to be a Maisa.
We said Rabbi Yochanan said earlier on the very same page that the Nishba is one of the exceptions.
For sure. That's the reason why I need a pasuk for it. How do I know? Normally,
so, Lav She'ein Bo Maisa.
Ain't looking. Okay. Unless you can find an exception. Okay. There are three exceptions. Nishba, Meimri, Mekal. How do I know Nishba is an exception to the rule? Because I have a pasuk.
So why is Rabbi Yochanan here on the bottom of the Amid saying, Ain't looking, Mishim Shah, Lav She'ein Bo Maisa? If earlier, according to Rusi Aglili,
That's what we were about to start explaining. Okay. And our good friend Ariel Zulzangi Ben Zulzang Gizunt, he had Shlishi today. Ariel Brev Yisrael David Zulzang Gizunt was starting to be Ma'orer, why is Yom Mais and Ishka Mais. So let's go back. So that bad, you get Malkus. Right, for that, I don't need a pasuk. I will eat, and he did not eat. And you're telling me about that, that that's what the Pasuk is coming to include, that that's a shaker, and therefore he gets malchus. Right, tomorrow, how do you like it? Does he get malchus? He said, I'm going to eat the ikr tikr today. Remember, Ariel asked yesterday, if you just say, what is the time span? Is it one day, 5 days, a week? Here, the Gemara says clearly, I'm going to eat this kikar. You see the kikar here on the table? I'm going to eat it today. And now it's already tzeisak kachovim, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, and it's, the day is over, li'ochal, and he didn't eat the kikar. What happens now? So I would say, kilo yinak Hashem, give him malchus. No, but the Echon Shlokish Amr Tabayu, ain't a lick. Why not? B'yechon Amr, ain't a lick, mishim da'av alav, she'ein by maise, b'chol lav, she'ein by maise, ein loikin olav. So obviously this Rabbi Yochanan holds that that halach of nishba that you learn from the pasuk of loisisa Hashem erkecha l'shal Hashem hu d'loy menake av bezen shel matam malkin oisai is not referring to this type of shvuah. It must be referring to another type of shvuah. So we're going to address that momentarily. Rish Lakish Omar ain't a loike. You know why? Not because of lavshim. It might be from the asra sofik. Asra sofik loishim asra. Meaning that every time the two Adam would come to him and say, Mister, it's getting late. You better start eating from the kikar. You're going to miss the boat. You're going to be oivishua. Come on, I got time. It's only 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Shkia tonight is at 7, at 8. I got plenty of time. It gets now. It's already 5 o'clock. No, when are you going to eat? I got plenty of time. 7 o'clock. I still have another 15 minutes.
So let's say theoretically they were with him the entire duration of the day.
Theoretically, yes, but the Gemara is assuming that they're not going to have the patience or EF Shalit Samtim. They won't be able to chap Marayan until the very last minute. But you're right. Theoretically, if they can keep on saying, we must be, they do it every single 3 seconds, a must be, then he would. But under normal circumstances, it's Asra Safik.
Because why is it Safik? It's very clear. He says, you got to eat it before the end of the day.
Yes, that's true. But he says, I got plenty of time.
Okay. No, that's your problem. You don't need it.
They're with him the entire duration.
Hasra has to be Turkey the Deber of the person's violation of the Isra.
Right.
It has to be right before. If you give a Hasra at 5 o'clock and then 5:01 or 5:02.
You kill somebody.
It's no longer within the period of Hasra. It's got to be right when he has the gun and he, the thing is...
cocked.
This cocked. Oh, and he's ready to go and... How do you know everything? That's brilliant. Anyway, so he's ready to go and shoot. Don't do it. You're going to be over. You're going to get Misa. And I don't care. And then you get Misa. But if he said, let me think about it for a minute. He thinks about it for half a minute and then he shoots. He's no longer going to get it. The Hasra is already no longer effective.
Excuse me, it just occurs to me, if you warn somebody throughout the day,
yes,
and put an asra is to distinguish between maize and shogeg, once he's been warned earlier in the day, why does he need another asra? I mean, if you tell somebody at 2 o'clock, you know, this is going to be a violation of X, whatever it is, and then 10 minutes later, you remind him again, 10 minutes later, remind him again, at some point you have to say, this person, like Chaver, he has knowledge between shogeg and maize. At least for this this action and this time frame. So why does he need additional hasras throughout the day, according to Reish Lakish? One hasra, two hasra, three hasras, hasras, chazak hasra.
Yeah, chazak.
What's logically, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. But the halacha is the gabi hilchas hasra. It has to be tarka didiba before the person is about to do this heinous, terrible act of violating the Torah and violating Hashem's will. If you tell him a minute before, you tell him half an hour before, a minute before, if it's not tarka didiba, is Gunish. According to Reb Shim Min Yehuda, or Yosef Yehuda, that holds that
Chavar,
then you don't have the problem. You don't even have to give him the first Asra.
No, but in the case of someone, once they're enlightened...
I understand what you're saying. If the person can, if he's an Amuret, he'll say, you can tell me whatever you like, I don't believe what you're saying, he doesn't believe nothing. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, so what did we say? We said that this Shavua, That's Rabbi Yishlokish. But now we're returning back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan quoted in the name of Shem Bar Yechoy that if you have, it's already before that, we have the Brais or the Mishnah that says Chutz Minishba, the Nishba is an exception to the rule that even though it's a Lav She'ima Maisa, like an Olav, based on Kliyanaka Hashem, Hashem is not Menaka, but the Bezen Shel Mata is Menaka. And then the Gemara says, okay, that's a Shav case. What about a Sheker case? Now, theoretically, we could have said, Sheker is not included, in the Hanami, there is no Malkus. But Rabbi Yochanan on his own said, no, sheker is also included. Because it says, lashav, lashav, shtei pamim. One is taka lashav, like we said before, like Evan shul shulzav, ishu isha, that shav. What about sheker? This two-time shav, sheker is also included for malchus. The question is, what's the definition of a shvo sheker that's going to give that person malchus? So we had, so far, two possibilities. Possibility number one is, shvur shloi oichal, he made a shvur not to eat, and he ate. Said Gemara, that cannot be the purpose of repeating the word lashav twice to tell us that sheker. Why not? Because that's a lav sheish b'maisa. So automatically he gets malchus. I don't need a special lunim with a special lashav for that. Oh, so lechayr it's on the other way around. It's the case of where he said, shvur shloi oichal, I will eat. And he did not eat, and therefore the Torah is telling us, even though normally that's the lav she'in b'maisa, the ain't like in all of, it says, lashav, lashav, that type of shvua, also malchus. But that's not true. Rabbi Yochanan himself said that this is a lav she'in b'maisa, the ain't like in all of. So where is the case of the sheker? The Amr of Avo, this is what Rav Papa was telling Rabbi Yirmiyah 15 minutes ago. That we said about a chalti, v'lo yachalti. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. Chaluch nishka breira. Otherwise, what would Lashav come to include in its second iteration? When we said Lashav, Lashav, twice. Lashav, well, the first Lashav is okay. That's the Evan Shulzov, Ishu, Isha, that I understand. But what's the other Lashav that comes to tell you Sheker? Which Sheker? Temrava, I'll tell you which Sheker. Te bachalti, v'lo yachalti. When the person said, 9 o'clock in the morning, I already ate. We all know he didn't eat at all. Gunish. Or forget. He said, lo yachalti, I didn't eat. And we all know he just had a five-course meal. So that type of thing is a sheker, and it's lashav, and that type of shua is the one that is mechayiv malkos. So now that's very, very good. So now we understand at the top of the yomid, when we said, kiyosa ravin, omr b'yirmiya, omr b'vo, omr b'yoychanan, achalti v'le achalti is sheker v'azirasek from that pasuk. Zokti Gemara, it's not that Rabbi Yochanan said it b'feirish. Rabbi Yochanan said that the two lashavs and one lashav comes to include sheker. I just don't know which is the sheker case. So I said maybe it's talking about oichal and he didn't eat. This kenish time because Rabbi Yochanan holds no malchus. He said I'm not going to eat and he ate. That cannot be. You don't need lashav for that because it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Says Rabbi Al Karchach, my only other Eitzah must be, it's talking about a Chalti v'lo yachalti, that under normal circumstances it's a lav she'ein by Maisa, because when he's saying a Chalti, what he ate or didn't eat previously, that's not the Isser. The Isser is now to make this full Shvur by Sher Husham, because he's not going to eat more or eat less. We're just talking about history. Just talking about what happened this morning at 8 o'clock. Did I eat? Did I not eat? So that's already prior to his making the shvur. By making the shvur, there's no longer lav she'ish b'maisa. That's a real classic lav she'ein b'maisa because it's just akimas vasayim, which derech klal we say nishka maisa. So that's what the second lashav comes to tell you. That's the sheker. That's the achalti v'lo yachalti. So this now we have finally come full circle in understanding what Rav Papa said. You, Rabbi Yirmiyah, when you're quoting Rav Avoh, bear in mind, it's not that Rabbi Avoh heard this directly from Rabbi Yochanan, but it's only by a process of elimination that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said, La Sheker is included La Shav, and you get Malkis, the case is a Chalti V'lo Yechal.
Yeah. Can you just repeat what's the example where you would get Malkis?
Two times you get Malkis. You have the first time in Malkis, that's the real La Shav. That Lashav is that the person said something which is totally ridiculous. He says, he looks at this chair and he says, I want you to know, this is not a chair, this is really a table. And you see this table that we're sitting at, this is not really a table, this is a chair. Now, do you and I both realize that the guy is a little bit either deranged or strange or something? Sorry?
Tzidreit.
Very good term. That's a real good term. Anyway, it says, tzidreit to mensch, that's what we call Lashav. Clearly, if he made a shvur, I swear in the name of the Almighty God that this happens to be a table and not a chair, he's tzidreit, and he gets malchus. That's clear. What do I do now with that second lashav? It comes to include the sheker. What is the sheker? The sheker is that he said, 9 o'clock in the morning, Rabbi Yisai, don't offer me any food. I make a shvur that I already ate, and he didn't eat. Or the other way around, he said, "Boy, I'm famished, I'm so hungry, lo yachalti, haven't eaten anything this morning." And guess what? I have a video which has already gone viral that the person ate a 5-course meal this morning. So when he is making the shua at that time, he's already saying what the Gemara called yesterday, shav. It's not really a sheker. What he said is total nonsense, because if I was there and I saw that he ate, I swear I didn't eat. Meshigana. What did you say? Atzidraita. He's saying that I didn't eat. He ate, of course he ate. Says the Gemara, that's what's included in the second iteration of lashav. After all, I have now two choices. Meaning, I had two possible lav she'en by maises, which I am including with the second lashav. What are the two possibilities? The possibility of the yechalti v'lo yechalti, which we just discussed, as well as the possibility of that he makes a shvua that I will eat, and the whole day passed, and he did not eat. Both of these are a case of a lav she'en by maises. Frek d'yemara u'maishna. Why are we adding in the second lashav, the case of achaltim liachalti, why don't we add the case of oichal, I make a shvua that I will eat, and he didn't eat. And we know for sure Rabbi Yochanan holds in that case, no malchus, it's a lav she'en by maises. So why don't you go and reverse it? Let Rabbi Yochanan say, but achaltim liachalti, that's a lav she'en by maises, and therefore there's no malchus. And the case of the oichal v'loy ochal, that's a lav she'en by maises, which is included in the second lashav, where there is malchus. So, why do you choose one over the other? Amar Rava, Rava says, it's very, very simple. Befeirish, Ribsa, Teirish, Vos, Sheker, Doim, Leshav. Since it doesn't say Sheker, Befeirish, it's only by the fact that it says Leshav a second time, and that Leshav comes to include a Shvua Sheker, so then the Sheker has to be as close to Leshav as possible. Ma Shav, Leshavar, Av Sheker, Nam, Leshavar. Just like the Shav, Leshavar, what he means, Leshavar, because when you are Mishana, that's how you do all the Adam, by saying that this chair is a table, this table is a chair. Or you're saying that this ish is an isha, isha, ish, Evan, Chuzov, all of those types. That's all the Sha'over. You're not talking about what's going to happen in the future. We're talking about Bashir Husham. What's the status today? At this moment, I saw right over here this large, large pedestal made out of stone. And I make a shvur. No, it's not stone, it's Zav. So that is a shvur l'sha'over. It's sheker, like the Gemara is now referring. No, that is a case of shav, but it's a shav l'sha'over. Meaning, I'm not predicting what's going to happen with this evan in the future. I'm saying this evan right now, it's zohav. So you're talking about everything until the creation of this stone. The stone may have been created by the incheshes
mebrachos. Why can't that be considered sheker, though?
Well, the reason why it's considered shav is because it's totally nonsense. Anybody with any eyes sees that this happens to be a case of Evan, and it's not Zov. So it's Shov, it's just total nonsense. It's not just, it's more than Sheker. Sheker is saying a lie. This is a lie which has absolutely no basis.
No plausibility, whatever.
Exactly. Everybody realizes
no that's a basis right. In reality.
No basis in reality, and not in theory, and not in the hypothetical.
And a Sheker has the possibility of being true.
Okay, good.
Is that, I mean,
yeah, you're doing fine. You're
saying
doing fine.
I didn't kill him.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I will eat it.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's that possibility. So it says, Yimar, Mashav L'Shavar, Av Sheker, Nam L'Shavar. That's why the Sheker that we're talking about is also something which is almost like shav. Why is it almost like shav? When a person says achalti and he didn't eat, or he says lo yachalti and he did eat, not only is this a grub a sheker, it's a lie, but it's also a shav. Anybody that was there and saw it says, come on, that's a right. I saw him eat. He made bruchas and he ate and he washed his hands and of course he ate. What do you say? He didn't eat. So it's very, very similar, almost identical to the shav case. That's why I rather include that as my second lashav, as opposed to that I will eat in the future, and he didn't eat, where it might turn out to be sheker, it might not turn, but it's not shav. He said meaningful words. Now the question is, what is he going to do with those words? Will he fulfill them, or will he violate them?
Okay. Where he says, where the person says, go ochel, what pasuk covers that case?
You don't need a special pasuk for that.
It's a lav sheyesh b'maisa.
Yeah, lav sheyesh b'maisa. All lav sheyesh b'maisa. Like
an olav. What do you need to say that this was, he created some type of iser?
Lechel dvoro, yeah.
Lechel dvoro, is that under that generalization. You have to have a law somewhere in the prohibition.
What happens if a person eats chazer? Does he get malkus? But I'm the person eats chaylev and you give him asura the malkus. Does he get malkus? What is the basis of all of that? Where is it? So each time there is a psukim.
No, but the Aaron has the halacha. You have to say it's chazer. You can't. There's a prohibition against eating chazer.
Of course.
I'm asking, where's the prohibition of swearing falsely? Is that lo yochel devarav?
Okay, so that's a very good question. So let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Ki asur omer Rabbi Yemiya omer Rabbi Yechanan achalti v'leichalti is a sheker. What's the asura? Yesterday we had another pasuk. We had lashav, and that's the pasuk that we quoted now, and that's leishishem leyachel lashav. So lashav covers the shav cases. The mishmi lashaker covers the sheker cases. Leyachel dvor is like an umbrella for either, like we said yesterday, kainomis are nedarim, or the Gemara says over here comes to include some of the potential shvuas bitoy. When he says, "Oichal, I will eat," and he didn't eat, then we tell him in advance, "Oichal
devarav." Right. Falls under the okay.
Good. So now, getting back to our Gemara, Shkoyach. Now we're down to the bottom of the Yomid, and freighting
Marietzakashom.
It's about 8 lines from the bottom of the Yomid. Freighting Rabbi Yomid to Rabbi Avoh. Remember, what did Rabbi Avoh just say? Now he just said in the case of Achalti v'loy Achalti. The way he interpreted Rabbi Yochanan, there would be Malkus, because that's the sheker in the second shov of the pasuk in the Seres Antipas. Aha, so it's okay, Mariette. Shteitach shvush lo yoichal ki kazu. Shvush lo yoichlena, shvush lo yoichlena. A person looked at a kikar. Apparently someone was begging him, please eat from this kikar, from this loaf of bread. And 3 times he repeated it, one after the other. Lightning fire. Shmush le'echel, I'm not going to eat it. Shmush le'echelena, I'm not going to eat it. Shmush le'echelena, I'm not going to eat it. 3 times he made a shmur. 3 times. A chazak. And guess what happened? The more times you say that you're not going to eat it, of course what happens? He ate it. So I would say, give him 3 times malchus. Ein le'echai vel achas. Only 1 time. Zuhi shvuas bitu, zuhi shvuas bitu, shechayam was doing the malchus. Now, what's the reason why only 1 time Malkus and not 3? So, Rashi already told us, and we've had this already before, because once you make 1 Shvuah, he's already Mujba V'Oimed, he already took upon himself Shvuah, and we have a rule that Ein Shvuah Chal Al Shvuah. So, he's only over once. Fine, good. But what does he get now? Because it's a Shvuah's Bitoy, it's a typical Shvuah's Bitoy that he's Lahara lehetiv, I will eat, I won't eat, and here he said, I will not eat, so that's Lahara. And he was over, is chai was doing a malchus, he has to get malchus tonight. While she goes to come, I'll be yoded. That's the oil of yoded, Lahara lehetiv. That aloha is fine, I have no problem. The diuk is the kasha. Zuhi lemute mai. He said, Zuhi shwas, this is the case, the classic case of you get malchus. It comes to exclude achalti v'loy achalti the loy lucky. That he's saying only the future shvuas. Shloy oichal v'yochal. But achalti v'loy achalti l'choyre, that's what we are excluding by saying zuhi, that loy lucky, you don't get malchus achalti v'loy achalti. Oy, is the shver on Rebavo. The Rebavo said that achalti v'loy achalti is a shvuah sheker for which you do get malchus, right? That's how we start off the Gemara. Chalti v'li achalti, you get malchus based on the pasuk. If you shavu v'shvi l'shaker, you made a sheker, you get malchus. And this is the kasha that the Gemara is asking, and we're going. Gemara is going to go back and forth and try to answer the kasha. The teretz to the kasha is quite simple, Rabbi Yisai. And the only reason why I'm sharing it with you now is so that when we come to the end of the sugya. What was Taka the Diak again? Remember, it doesn't say anything befeirish about Achalti v'Leichalti. It's just a Diak. It means an inference. What is the inference? It's a Zuhi. What was the case of the Zuhi? When he said, Shvuah Shloi Oichal, I will not, and he ate. That's the case where you go and give him Pech, you go and give him Malchus. Why? Because he ate. That's a lot of Shiyesh by Maizah. Zuhi, that's why we give him Pech. What happens if it would be the other way around? He made a shvua. Yes, I'm going to eat the kikar. Yes, I'm going to eat it. Yes, I'm going to eat the kikar. And he says it 3 times. So what would the Braisa say? L'choyra, and then v'loy ochla, and then he did not eat the kikar. Would we give him three times malkas? Would we give him two times? Would we give him once? We wouldn't give him at all, because it's a lav shein by ma'isa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Parenthetically, he couldn't reach Lachis, because he says, I still got time to eat. I'll eat at three, I'll eat at five, I'll eat at six, I got at seven. Except for Ariel's case, he keeps on repeating it like a tape recorder every 3 seconds. Exactly. But anyway, so the point is, I have a very easy answer to the kasha that Rabbi Yirmiyah is asking Rabbi Avot. The whole rise from the Zui, and he's trying to say, oh, it's only this case in the future, but not the case of Chalti v'Lechalti. So I see Chalti v'Lechalti, there's no Malkis. So the Chayyim Gemara could answer, and ultimately that will be the teretz on the Amud Beis. We're not talking to exclude a chalti v'lo yachalti. We're excluding the case of when he made a shvua. Sha'oichal v'lo yachal. When everybody agrees, no malchus, lav shein b'maisa, or it's a asura safik, etc. Okay, but let's deal with the kasha. And the kasha is a chalti v'lo yachalti l'chayyim that's loy lucky. Loy. The zuhi is not going on the malchus, it's going on the carbon. Loyulim uti echalti v'lechalti mi carbon. No, I'm sorry. Lechalti, start again. My love, lemuti echalti v'lechalti d'loy lucky. So it's more loy. Lemuti echalti v'lechalti mi carbon. That what? Zuhi, the case of shvush loy oichal. The ochal, that's a case of down shigosa, carbon oilithi, yoirit. Avlechalti v'lechalti loy. Why isn't there echalti v'lechalti? Rabbi Shmali, domain echaib ala osid lovoy. Remember we had back in our Mishnah, back in the Masechta already a few times, we talked about it yesterday with Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Not everybody agrees, Shvuish Taim Shehein Arba. The Shvuish Taim, what is Shvuish Taim? That's future, Lahara Ilahaitim. That everybody agrees to. What is the Shehein Arba? The Echalti V'lo Yechalti. It's not Lahara Ilahaitim, that's not future, but the Pasuk continues on, L'chayla Sheyivati Oda B'Shvu. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds, and that's the Stam Tanoim hold, and that's our Mishnah, Shvuish Taim Shein Arba. But Rabbi Shmuel says, no, only Shvuish Taim Shein Shtayim. He doesn't know Shvayim Shein Arba, because Ein Echayim Ela Osad Lovoy. So then this price or this Mishnah is very good. It goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, and when he says Zuhi, it's not the Mutik Carbon. Sorry, not the Mayit Malkis, not the Mayit Malkis. There is Malkus, says Reb Avo, and that's how I understand Reb Yochanan, and that's how Reb Yirmiyah was Makabel from Reb Avo, and that's why Reb Yirmiyah is saying to Reb Avo, you're wrong. I see from that Mishnah, that Braisa, it says that only Zui, this is the case of the Malkus and the Karm. Zui Lamutemai on the Malkus. No. It's only come to exclude not the Malkus, it's coming to exclude the Karmin. That there is no, why is there no carbon? Because that's not loss of lovai, that's not the haba, that's on the shofar. So tomorrow, avol, but what is the halacha, the mus, the masa, the gabi, chalti, v'lechalti? You're telling me, milka, loki, that there is malchus. Zokti yimara, ema seifa. Let's continue on to the seifa of that same Mishnah or Braisa. Push they don't in the seifa. Now the Gemara doesn't tell us what it says in the seifa, but Rashi fills in the blank. Look at the top, Rashi. Ditani Basar Dehach. After that case that we just finished, where it said, Shvuah Shlei Oichel, Kazu, Shvuah Shlei Echlena, Zui, Shvuah Zbitoi, continues on that same Mishnah Braisa. Ezoi Shvuah Shav, instead of Shvuah Zbitoi, let's talk about Shvuah Shav now. Oh, Nishba Lashanis is Yedul Adam, Omer Al Omud Shul Evin, Shul Shul Zav. I don't know why Rashi and the Omer Aleph, when he talked about Nishva Lashanis, he talked Ishmet Isha, and here he says Evan and Zav. The Gemara brings both cases elsewhere. Why Rashi splits it up? Basilish. But bottom line is, Shavuishav. What does it say about Shavuishav? So now getting back to the Gemara, Eimet say Vezui Shavuishav, this Evan Shavuishal Zav, Ishmet Isha, that's a Shavuishav. Shechayavin, now again he starts with Zui. Zui, this is the case. Zui Shavuishav. Okay, again, Zui Lemute Mai. What does it come to exclude? My love, it probably comes to exclude Lemute Achalti V'loi Achalti D'loi Laki. Achalti V'loi Achalti, where there's no Malkis. You know when there's Malkis? By the Omichel Evan case. But not by the case of Achalti V'loi Achalti, no Malkis. Oy, is the Shven Reb Avo, that Reb Avo said that the second Lashav comes to include Achalti V'loi Achalti. The Tumalai, same teretz as before, not that Zuhi Lemute the Malkis, Zuhi Dal Shigigasa, Potter me Karban. Here, by the Shoigig of this Shavua Shav, if the person, when he said Evan instead of Zov, if he didn't realize that this is an Isur, he thought, you know, people talk all day and they say all types of Narishkeit.
Or he thought it was gold.
Or he maybe thought it was gold, yeah. Maybe, yeah. So it was a Shoigig. So then he's Potter. Why you put them in carbon? Because the carbon that we're talking about is a carbon oile v'yoyred. Oile v'yoyred is only talking about a shavuos bitoy, that he's going to do something good or do something bad in the future, or a chalti with a chalti in the past, but not the case over here. The mute a chalti with a chalti the loyloki. Isn't that what the Brisa is telling? No. Zuhi lemute. Here is a ptur from carbon, like we said on the second line. You put it from carbon because the shavuos shav is not a shavuos bitoy. What carbon would that be? That would be the carbon of oil of yard. Really, in a chalti v'lechalti, but it says in the pasuk only lahara lehetiv, which is only future. A chalti v'lechalti, oti chayiv carbon. Yes, says Yomar, Rabbi Kivi, the mechayiv l'shaver kilaba. Because it said in the pasuk, "L'chol ashiyvati Adam." So Zokti Yomura, Ha'amris Reisha on the Amid Aleph. We just got finished saying that Reisha, where it says that you're not chayiv a korban on a chaltiv le'chaltiv that should be shmoli, because he holds shtayim shvu shtayim shein shtayim, not shvu shtayim shein arba. That's Rabbi. That's what we said about the Reisha. Are you going to tell me Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel, the Seif is Rabbi Kiva? Come on, that sounds so unsettling. We don't mention any names, and we go from Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Kiva. So tomorrow, no, cooler Rabbi Kiva. Everything is taka Rabbi Kiva. For Reisha, that we were medayik on the Omer Aleph Zui, lemuti echalti v'lechalti. No. For Reisha, lav lemuti echalti v'lechalti mikorban. Everything is Rabbi Kiva, shtayim shein arba, echalti v'lechalti is chayef korban, both in the Reisha and in the Sefer. And lemuta, you know what? The Reisha comes in the Ma'ayit. The oicha v'loi ochal mi malkus. Like we thought originally, not that we're talking about korban, we're talking about malkus. And when we said about the malkus, zuhi, what was the case of the zuhi? That was a person that made a shua. Loi oichal, loi oichlana, loi oichlana. The ochal.
And then he gets a maisis.
It was a lav sheish a maisis. He gets malkus. Zuhi, but if it's the other way around, if he says, oichal, I will eat, loi ochal, and he did not eat, then he's potter mi malkus. Why is he part of the Malkus? Because it's a lav shein b'maisa. Or, like Rish Lakish says, that's what it's often. Aval korban, metakim mechayev. The korban, you would be mechayev. For eight tomorrow, umayshna. This is the same question that we asked back on the Omer Aleph. Yomar is saying, I started off by saying in the Mishnah, zuhi, in the case where it says, shaloyoichal, the ochal, that I say, that's the case, zuhi, that is a chayev Malkus. What does it come to exclude? On the Omer Aleph, I thought it comes to exclude a chalti v'lo yichalti. Nah, it's not come to a chalti. It's come to exclude the case of when he made a shvua, oichal that I will eat, v'lo yochal. How do you know? Manishtano, you know, why is this any better than the other pshat? Maybe it's not come to exclude a chalti v'lo yichalti and not like her before. To my shalte, mistabra, koi belaba, me mait laba, koi belaba, me mait lisha'ot, me mait lisha'omar. After all, that Mishnah is saying over here a clear case of lahaba. Shvua shaloi, I will not eat. Loyachlan, I will not eat. I will not eat. Vachola, and he did eat. Oh, this is the case of the Boisai where there's a dinner of Zodin Malkus. So what is the Zui coming to exclude? I got two choices. It's either coming to exclude the parallel case of that I will eat, and he did not eat. Or it could be talking about a chaltiv le'chalti that I ate or I didn't eat. So which is more mistaber? Since the more mistabed go and talk about someone in the same set, since we're talking about a shvua, not to eat and he ate. And I'm excluding, this probably comes to exclude the reverse, where he made a shvua that I will eat and he did not eat, which is both l'habaz, as opposed to chatu l'chalti, which is a case of l'she'ovar.
It makes more sense because in both, at least Rabbi Shmuel would be at least in step with the ratio then. Otherwise, if it's Nisha'avar, then it's really excluding Rabbi Shmuel, since he's only Shtayim Shem Shtayim in the future.
Well, since the focus now, that according to Morris Teretz,
right,
the Zuhi is now the Gabbe Malkus, and no longer the Gabbe Korban, so then this Rabbi Shmuel is Leimala V'Leimoyer.
Because he's only Korban.
He's only talking about Korban, the Gabbe Shtayim Shem Shtayim, and not Shem Shem Arba. He doesn't express any opinion in our Gemara, the Gabbe, the case of Malkus. He only talks about Korban. Okay, we're starting a brand new sugya now.
The taste, not even a size.
Exactly. It's very, very simple, the forthcoming Gemara. Let's take a quick look again at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah we had back on Yud Tes Amid Beis just 2 days ago. What did it say in the Mishnah Yud Tes Amid Beis? The third line of the Mishnah, a person makes a shvur shloi oichal, I'm not going to eat. Right? Third line of the Mishnah. Shvur shloi oichal, make a shvur, I'm not going to eat. The ochel kolshun, a taste, exactly. What's the din? Says Rabbi Kiva, you're chayov. Omru loy and the chum got all heated up. Rabbi Kiva, heichel matzina boichel kolshun shu chayv. Shizer chayv, I never heard of something like that. If a person wants to eat a shikol chazer, when is he going to be over and get malchus? He has to eat a...
Zayis.
If he wants to be over on chaylev, what do you have? How much should I have to eat?
Zayis.
If he wants to eat shkotzim or ramasim, he wants to eat shrotzim. That's from the Kadasha. But if to eat it, kizayis. He wants to eat nevela meat, kosher cow, but they didn't shecht it. It just died, or they shot it, or whatever. What's it then? Kizayis. Every time a kizayis.
That's Adasha for a little.
Sorry?
Adasha Shatuma.
Adasha for tumah. Adasha is like a lentil. If you touch a dead sheret, just a small little, you become tummy. But to be over on eating a sheret, then you have to eat a kazayis.
A lot of sherets.
A big sheret. Bunch of ants, not just a little ant. About five.
Well, ant is a
unless it happens to be a live ant. It's a berry. That's a separate story. Okay, anyway.
Well, I mean, a dead ant, if it's intact, is not a berry?
It's a good question. I'm not sure.
It's Malka's question.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think so. I think it's a berry. Oh, so fine, it's fine. Anyway,
so there's no even a high thing. But
if you remember, the Gemara asked, Rav Shimon said that even if you eat a full chita, which is less than a kazayis, you're also chai because it's also kibriyasa, a beria. So the Gemara said, there's a difference between a beria and a namala. And the namala is a beria sheyesh by chayis, and a chita is a beria she'en by chayis. It doesn't live. You might interpret that Gemara, sheyesh by chayis,
it's number one, and number two,
that at least it had chayis at some point, even though now it happens to be dead. While a chita, at any time of its existence, it's never had animate chayis, that like with the neshama that it breathes and it talks and all the rest. Anyway, but we're getting off the on a tangent. You always have a shir. Says Zong the Chacham, hey Chametin, where do we ever find a koichel koshu? And Rabbi Kiva, you come up with something new. I'm Rabbi Kiva, no. Maybe carbon is a medabra or maybe carbon. So Rashi explained in the Mishnah. What does that mean? What happens if the person says beferish? I make upon myself shvur shloi oichal chotzi zayis mikikazu. I say expressly, I'm not going to eat a half a kazayis. What's it then? And he eats that half a kazayis, he's right for a shvur, because he made a shvur not to eat a half a kazayis. Says Reb Shimon, is Reb Shimon Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says, anytime a person makes a shvur shloi oichal, automatically in his mind, he's not thinking in terms of kazayis, revias, adasha, Kav, what he's thinking is, I'm not going to eat at all. So even though he didn't say beferish, I'm not going to eat a mashu or a chatzizayis, he certainly dat a lesser atzmoy bekolshu. And just like you agree, if he said beferish, I will not even eat a mashu, and he eats a mashu, he'd be chayiv, he violated Yeshua. So then, even if he didn't say beferish,
that template applies.
The same halacha applies, because that's what he had in mind. It's as if he said a beferish. Okay, that was the machlekes. That machlekes, the way we understand it, is the maskana. But the Gemara in the Havamina develops the whole shak levitayim. Iboilu, back to Chof Aleph Amid Beis. And the Kiva, b'chol hatira kula k'Reb Shimon Sfirlei, to mechayiv b'mashehu, to sanya Reb Shimon Aymu. We had this back in Masechtas Makis, as you remember, back in Daf Yud Zayin. What did it say, Reb Shimon Aymu? Kol shehu l'malkis. Anytime a person is oiver lemoshel, a person eating chaylev, where chaylev, if you eat it, the mazes you get kares. If there were edim that give you hasra'a, the Mishnah there in Masechtas Makis says you can go and get malchus for that. Says Reb Shimon, to go and get malchus, you don't have to eat a lot. You don't have to eat a kazayis. You don't have to have a revias. You don't have to get a mashu koshu with a malchus. That's the din, the gabi ul isurim. You find sometimes you must say, kzayis, that's the Indian carbon. For instance, a person who ate chaylev, bishogeg, and now he has to bring a chattas kavua, regular carbon chattas. When does he bring a chatas? Only if he ate a minimum of a kezayis. But that's for carbon purposes. For purpose of malkis, afel koshu. Ah, so now the Gemara wants to know, what does Rabbi Kiva hold? Our Mishnah said very clearly, by the Shavuot case, afel koshu. What does he hold? Does he also hold a koshu? Ubedinu, says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Kiva holds b'chol ha'teira kula kireb Shimon, his Talmud, that Machai v'mashu, so you're wondering, so why does he argue only over here in Masechta Shavuos? Why don't we find Rabbi Kiva coming up all over when we talk about Shi'urim? He should go and say, Rabbi, so you're wrong, it's not a kizayis, it's a mashu, just like Rabbi Shimon says. Ubedinu d'boi l'flugibalma, the embassy should argue everywhere. V'haytikam ifl hi'hacha, why is the machloikis located here in Masechta Shavuos? To tell you the strength of the Rabbanan that they hold, no, you do not get Malkis for a mashu. What would be the svara differently? The avgav the ikalameim hoyul mafarish chayiv. We know, everybody agrees, there's no machlokes that if a person says befeirish, I hereby solemnly swear metashvua the araisa that I'm not going to eat even a mashu. He says befeirish, I'm not going to eat a mashu. Everybody agrees, if he does eat a mashu, then he's chayiv. So I would have extended that and said that maybe stam nami chayiv, because after all, when a person says shloi oichal, he doesn't think in terms of, well, the Torah said, betakazayis, betakabeyim, I'm not going to eat them, he said, I'm not going to eat, period. So even stam, I might have thought that the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Kiva, kamash malon the patri. Ah, so therefore, skon zayin, the Rabbi Kiva, b'chol ha'teira kula hold, it's always mashu, mashu, mashu. Why are we arguing by Shavuos? Not because of Rabbi Kiva, because of the Rabbanan. That I would have thought that the Rabbanan would agree over here, a mashu, you'd be chayiv, because tam is like mafarish, kamash malon, that is but. Oy, then maybe the other way around. Really, Rabbi Kiva is on the Rabbanan side. You always have to kazayis, kazayis, kazayis. V'hoch, ayin the time, why is it different over here? Hoylu mafarish chayiv. Just like if he's mafarish, it means if he says befeirish, I'm not going to eat a mashu. Everybody agrees it's chayiv. So stam nami chayiv, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, because stam daita shel odam, normally if he says le'oichal, it means I'm not going to eat anything. I'm not going to eat a kezayis. I'm going to eat a chutz yishir, and then I'm going to get into the machlokes chutz yishir, and I'll tell you the derabanan. No, le'oichal means I'm not going to eat anything. Ah, so what is the svara of Rabbi Kiva? It's Toshima, the Amalek of Rabbi Kiva. Let's go back to the Mishnah. They said to Rabbi Kiva, Eichan matzino bo'oichal koshu chayiv shezeh chayiv. Where do we find? I never heard of something like that. A kochi yachai. Then Isa, if Rabbi Kiva holds, kol ha teira kula, the din is bekazayis. Leim alahu, he should go and say to them, bepem mole, ano bechol ha teira kula, kereb shimen svirali. I hold yes, that your chayiv bechol ha teira kula, mashu, on chaylev, and on nevela, and on eating.
All surim.
All these sort of chazer, everything is a mashu, 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 just like Reb Shimon, severely. Aye, so then Reb Zoi, what's the reason why he started saying, Shvu is different. The Devrein Rabbanan Kamala, when he's talking like the Rabbanan. Lididi, b'cholatei kula Reb Shimon, severely, that a mashu is enough. Lidichu, you that hold typically that you need a kezayis, only mia, in our case, agree that if he would be mafarish is chayiv, then stam nami chayiv. Why don't you at least acknowledge that I'm right in this sole case? Kol ha'teira kula, we're going to fight it out, kezayis or mashu. But at least in this case, agree with me that if he would have said shvua that I'm not going to eat a mashu, you agree that he would be chayiv. Yeah, of course, of course. No, so he says stam machshav of a man. She means a mashu goodish. V'amalei rabbanan, the rabbanan say loy. We respectfully disagree on that point. So bottom line is from our Mishnah, we don't have a clear-cut raya as to what Rabbi Kiva holds, b'chol ha'teira kula. So let's try to bring a raya from another Mishnah. Toshima. Rabbi Kiva oimer, nozu sheshor pitoy b'yayin, v'yesh ba kedei letzaref kezayis. We know a nozer is not allowed to go and drink wine. He's not allowed to eat grapes, he's not allowed to drink wine. What did this fellow do? V'yesh ba, he took a piece of pas. Now, you don't see it that much anymore nowadays. The years ago, you used to see when they had...
In the Bronfen.
Exactly. When you had Kiddush and Shabbos, or you had Tikkun during the week, you used to see the Fatzatash Eden, the Eden from the Haim. They used to go and take the piece of sponge cake, and they would go and dip it into the Bronfen, and they would eat it that way.
What?
They took a piece of cake. Bronfen is whiskey.
Sponge cake. sponge cake in a shot glass of whiskey. They dunk it in. The whiskey would be absorbed into the sponge cake, and they eat the sponge cake.
You never saw him so from life because you're a young man. If you'd be a person from the Haim, you would have seen it. Anyway, this is what they used to do. You remember it, I'm sure.
I sure do. Sure. I sure did in Shtiblach. Sure.
Every in the Shtiblach, every Kiddush, every Tikkun, they gave out sponge cake, and then they gave out schnapps. Schnapps is Brumfin.
A couple of whiskeys.
Brother Shai, you saying something?
Share the same whiskey cup.
No. A guy will pour some shot of whiskey, and then instead of drinking it, harsh, and dip it in the sponge cake, so it wouldn't be harsh to. He'd have the benefit of it, the effect. But he wouldn't have it burn his throat.
Exactly. So they would do that.
Was there to moderate the effect of consuming whiskey without suffering the pain of
the burn.
By the burning.
Good. Anyway, that's the way people used to do it. So what happens if you have this nazir? He had a piece of bread, and instead of drinking the wine, he dunked his pas into the yayin, and now the sheer sholem, the yeshba kedev letzarif kazayis. I know you're thinking to yourself, normally wine, the shears are revias. Gemara says over here, if you go and put in the pas, and you're eating a derech achila, if you have enough wine together with the pas, the Gemara in the Sechtes Nozer says that's a chiddush in Hilchos Nozer. You learn from Chomishras Anovim, the dunking and the soaking in of the wine, that even though half of your kezayis, maybe most of the kezayis, is the pas, which of course, a nozer is allowed to eat pas, it's not a problem. But since there's yayin in it, and you add the pas, mit the yayin, you have a shir kezayis, you're chayiv. As we zok to Rebbe Kiva. Now let me machfreyin. We sol kedaitach ba'almik Reb Shimon Sfirulei. If Rebbe Kiva holds like his Talmud Reb Shimon, you never need a kezayis, except for purposes of karbonos, but otherwise, call it Torah Kula, the Isser, even a Bamashu. What are you even talking about, Tzira, for?
The first drop of wine, and he's over.
He's over, exactly. So therefore, Lechoy, it's a convincing raya that Rebbe Kiva, call it Torah Kula, does kezayis, and not like Reb Shimon. Now, for some reason, Gemara feels that that's not sufficient. I'm going to bring you another raya. And the second raya is not as explicit as the first raya. It could be the reason why the Gemara needs another raya is because they feel the first raya might be a special naziristic halacha, since it says mishras, anovin, that you mitztarif,
so okay.
You pass it together with yayin, but maybe that has a different color to it.
Different flavor, flavor to it.
Different flavor. Okay, good. Voitanan, I have another raya. Shvua shloi oichal, person makes a shvua, I'm not going to eat today. I'm fasting today. And the ochal, not only did he eat, but he ate al chazarai, the ochal nevelis, and treifis, and shkotzim, and remosim. Did you ever see those lobsters that go in the water and
you boil them
alive and you eat it? Shkotzim, how can he eat a shkotzim and remosim? Anyway, he ate it. What's it in? You're chayiv. Now, you're not only chayiv on eating the veil of treifis, it means you're chayiv on the shvua. Reb Shimon is pointer. For being a buffet tomorrow, why should you be chayiv? I understand why Reb Shimon patters on the shvua. Why? Because the person is already mushba v'oimin mehasinai, and therefore you cannot add another shvua. But how does the Tana Kama say chayiv? V'bina b'amai chayiv mushba mehasinai hu, and you cannot add an additional shvua to a pre-existing iser. What's going on? So the Gemara gives Rav Ushmul v'Rabbi Yochanan d'Amri. You should say travay, you should say shlishtai. So if you see there's a hay, you see Messer Shashas, it's a very long Messer Shashas that goes into that. So ayin shum. But the point is, Rav Shmuel Reb Yochanan all collectively said, the koil dvorma matarim and dvorma matarim. Let's talk about a shvuas koil. What's a shvuas koil? Because when he said shvuas loy oichal, I'm not going to eat anything, so that includes the kosher food.
Kosher food and non kosher food, anything.
It's a migre that it's chal on the kosher food, but it'll be chal also on the non kosher food. And that's why if he eats the non kosher food, he's chayiv on the shvuas koil, it includes that. Zokti Mora, that was Rav Shmuel Reb Yochanan, and Reb Lakish Amar, I have another reason. There's Rish Lakish. You'll only find the case of Mefarish Chotzi Shiv Alibid Rabbanan. Meaning, we're talking about a situation where a person says, I'm not going to eat, he makes a shvua, I'm not going to eat a Chotzi Shiv, that's a half a kezayis, right, of Nevelis Utreifis. Are you Mushva Voim Mehar Sinai on a Chotzi Shiv? Especially if you hold chutzishir, it's only durabanan. what's the din of Chatzis Shino? There's no Moshe V'Oimen. You're only Oiver if you had a full Kezayis. Right. And since he made a Befeirish Shashvua, I'm not even eating a Chatzis Shir. Oh, that's why the Tanakhama says that you're Chayiv. Why does Tanakhama hold it you're Chayiv? Because the Tanakhama says, Minotaur, you're only Oiver if you eat a Kezayis. I made a Shvua, not even to eat a half a Kezayis. Oh, so that's not Moshe V'Oimen Har Sinai. And that's the reason why the Shvua is Chal, and that's why you're Chayiv. That's why Reb Shimon holds that you're potter, because Reb Shimon holds kolotera kula, you're over even b'mashu. You only need a kazayis for a carbon. So when you're going to go and make a shvur that I'm not going to eat even a mashu of Nevelis and Traitis, guess what? You're just repeating what it says in the Torah, because according to Reb Shimon, you're already mushvah me'har Sinai, already on a mashu. Right. But according to Tanakhama, that you're only mushvah me'har Sinai if you eat a full kazayis, and you say b'feirish achutzishir, like a mashu, achutzishayis. Oh, so then you'd be chayiv according to Tanakhama. Or I have another eitzah. Ibestamba libe de Rabbi Akiva. The Omer Odom Oisa Atzim Bekoshu. Ah, mina toira taka is the din of a kezayis. But since when you make a shvur shloi oichal, you don't have to say
befeirish. You frame the terms of the shvur.
And by saying shloi oichal automatically.
You frame the terms of the crime you're over on.
And shloi oichal automatically, implicitly, it includes also a mashu. And since the Torah requires a kezayis, and you're making a shvur of a mashu, that's why you're chayv. Frank Timura, 1 second. If you're going to hold that, Rabbi Kiva holds like Reb Shimon. How have you accomplished anything by saying, I'm making a Shvur Stam, and a Shvur Stam includes a Mashu, and that's why it's not Mushu V'Oime. It is Mushu V'Oime. Because Reb Shimon says,
every Achila is even a Mashu.
And if Rabbi Kiva agrees to Reb Shimon, and we haven't accomplished anything with Reish Lakish saying, it's talking about Bistam Malib and Rabbi Kiva. Since Rish Lakish says that, so Timura elav shmamina ba'alma kirabanan svirale kol ha'teira kuli holds like the rabbanan kizayis. Only over here is the mashu
because of shvua, not because of vachila.
Shmamina. With this, we've been poishir arshav. Stop over here, boys. I'll continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.